Oye, vale, Dios. we didn't know we were going to have to dig trenches to use as a toilet. I can tell you that when we got up into the light. That was a bit of shocking on the lives, I think. What did you know? When you look at the river. Well, we dug a great the pit. They dug a great pit, you see, and covered it over in the wood and sods. They had a tiny facility around the mountain camp. No, we just squatted. We didn't have wooden seats when they made that. Well, oh, there were commonly in public toilets. Well, they could in the town. I mean, when we came to that place, we took all them through.
How long
did
that take?
We were at Dunfermline, I think. A couple of months. When we moved to Dalkeith, we moved to Dalkeith just before Christmas. That's right, we've been in the army from, June. So, we spent quite a bit of time with the family. And, yes, I think we were. My wife had a couple of Latin girls. One of them was showing her one hand. She had her right hand was crippled from birth. And she did that, didn't she? Well, we still had the guardsmen. And our company commander was, there was this nice chap, Sergeant Major. And then, it was when we got to Norfolk. He was one of the D company, DRC company. We didn't see, when we were in England, we didn't see the other company very much because they would be in one village, we would be in another village, and we were all scattered all over the place, like that in Scotland. I mean, we were in about three different villages, and we were in Dalkeith. And we were all used to see them. Very occasionally when they were doing the residential degree. And my No. Well, yes, just with a little PU pickup. We got our main transport at Texas.
So what do you do with your
just carry on with the training because throughout the interval. We left Dalkeith on New Year's Eve and I was in the ambulance party. And we had one party left on New Year's Eve, we left the ambulance, and my wife stayed with me at the time. I had to leave her in Dalkeith. were always handy for nice decent places, you know. We were on the end of the run and not far from Edinburgh, you see. And when it was about then, we'd got to our paid pickups. And I used to spend a lot of time with the officer commanding at Baycotton and various officers. And we used to hear a lot of youthful conversation, you know, when officers on board. And they're on very well, they were not too. We had a long. Major Lewis was. Well, a certain amount, but I think the most of the two were on out. So, came to get the heads down when we finished the days. Exercising, whatnot. It was better that way, anyhow. You didn't have a look at me, did you? Unless you get out from home and go home, it wasn't much there either. No, we didn't have a look at me. We had the worst offenders we had. There was one or two regular Scots fellas in the jail in the jail. We never had. Come on, so we need to play characters. Days. We had two children, but she had a man stay with her from Birmingham. And she could look after the elder one. But she would have liked to go out with her. That's the one that just been mentioned, her brother. She would like to go out to her up with her. But up to where I was, I couldn't find it. Anyway, I couldn't find these in there, because a lot of the lads got the money to stay in there. So any accommodation was. Yes, and I'm going to go to the new place trying to get things for you. And then one of the lads heard I was looking for things from that guy. And his wife had been with him for some time, and she was leaving on Saturday, and he said, he took on the address, and I went to see his lady. And this was in Dunfermline, and oh, yes, she said, she lived on her own, she's an old widow, and it's a nice little house, and, but she couldn't accommodate children. She didn't say why, but I expect she might have had some, it's worth very hard, she said, but she couldn't cope with children, she was old. So, I got in touch with Margaret, and I said, well, I've got accommodation, it's very difficult, I'm not in a place, but I said, I've got accommodation, but I can't bring the baby. She can't accommodate children. Oh, well, that's all right. I'll fix something, my father said. And, so I goes to meet her at the station, Dunfermline. Oh, I picked up the pound note, the Scottish pound note, as well, in the gutter as well, on the way to the station. Loose. So I went to meet Margaret at the station. Off she gets, I wouldn't have been good enough, off she gets to share the baby in her arms. Oh, was I glad to see that one. 2 years old. She stayed for a week. Oh, 10 days and all that. Fortnight, this one. Yeah. Well, she used to come and watch us in the green bed. She was popular in the baby one with all my mates. Anyway, getting to the child, we had to go to her. I said, well, she had the child with her. She said, look, I really couldn't bring her in the bed. So she said, I thought I'd bring her along. And they didn't put her just before my understand, couldn't understand this stomach from him. Anyway, that was very light. And there was another lady just in the same little doctor. She had several soldiers while staying there. She had a house full of this woman, but the three days out on the bad day, and they were coming all wet and tired and whatever. She was coming off and said, "Will you come in for a cup of tea and a cheese and egg?" And they promised. And of course, we were wet through and things like that. This is when we were driving, but some guys were like to do the exercise as well, you see, and I did parading that. She had a house full of books. No, it would be the Mary Murray, I think, she joined us in Scotland. Just before we left. We left Scotland. Alan Bass Park, the main lot came a week later, by when I was in hospital. Well, I had an officer, a sergeant major, the officer was in. There was this big everywhere, main roads. Dear me, they had to set off the bar and go nowhere. And they don't know how it was used to, you couldn't keep. They only got a mile or two out of Dunfermline and he was in trouble. I think I couldn't, he was in trouble with motorcycles. Well, I said, Brownie was the captain, was in with me, and my driver's mate was in the back. I said, well, we'll have to just. I said, we got the tailboard, the BPU, put the motorbike on and fasten it down, and then just have to travel in the truck because we're not going to get anywhere. We did. With the smallest, we were going to do no famous, it was 6 inches deep. And going on, still snowing, you know, wasn't it? And Bowden says, if you just get as far as I'm going down the engine by the A1, because he said, we've got cocoa flashes with us in big box. And he said, we'll have a good meal at my wife's people. I promise you we'll be here before we just put the medicine in. Lumps of bread and stuff from the window of bills from the coke house. Thank you. the castle, because I'm not speaking. English, not speaking. And we were nearly into Glasgow, and Edinburgh, and he told me he was suffering from lumps. I said, well, what do you know about it? I got it. I had the Solomon Cole journey from Scotland to Thetford, and the next morning I was good for nothing. I was in a strange place, no billet, no nothing, didn't know where I was going. And the next morning I had a habit to just say anything, I know somewhere, and I was suffering from this. Military hospital, which is a village called West Fratton, 3 miles out of Cambridge. They were searching all day, I was sitting in that round them eyes going into the airport. And they were searching all day for some hospital